This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. At one time or another, all of us get angry.
I'm saying a murderer!
You're a murderer!
You're a murderer!
Any slave!
Murderer!
Who killed
murderer!
Murderer!
Anger can make people aggressive and get them into trouble. And that can get them into anger management.
Good afternoon. My name is Thomas Ann Hines, and we're going to go through the third week of our anger management program. And our topic is, why do we become so angry?
In this group in Williamsburg, Virginia, there are 20 students, only three of them women. They come to anger management class once a week for 10 weeks.
I'm so glad that you're here. I appreciate the effort that it takes for each of you to come here. We've all agreed that it would be much more fun to watch TV or go to a movie or do something else exciting.
Thomas Ann Hines flatters her students by complimenting them on their attendance. In most cases, they attend because a judge ordered them to. It's typically a condition of their probation for some angry, violent outburst.
Would you like to share that?
What I consider blowing a gasket, you know, I went off my rocker and went after him.
Just blew a gasket.
Yeah, that's what mine was. I just blew a gasket and lost total control.
All over the country, people are being sentenced to classes like this one. And that's just part of the phenomenon called anger management. Pam Hollenhurst of the University of Wisconsin Law School surveyed anger management in an article 5 years ago.
It starts with preschool programs teaching children how to control their behavior and continues on across every age group and socioeconomic class. It ranges from different school programs to teaching conflict resolution to teaching teenagers how to control their emotions as a condition of participating in different sports activities. Tiger Woods received anger management program to improve his professional performance on the golf course. It covers generally a lot of people in different stressful professions, including doctors who are dealing with changes in the healthcare administration, people who are suffering from different diseases, police officers, correctional officials, and so forth.
Anger management is ubiquitous. Every week, it seems, one celebrity or another is sentenced to it. It's the subject of books, videos, and CDs. But as widespread as anger management programs have become, some central questions about them remain unanswered. What defines such programs? Do they actually work? And in the absence of concrete answers to those questions, why is anger management such a thriving phenomenon? In this part of the program, we'll hear about anger management, and we'll also hear about anger.
Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be. But I'm not. Now I'm going to guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next 4 days.
The first biblical outburst of human anger is recorded in Genesis. God prefers the offerings of Abel to those of his brother Cain. Cain loses it, commits the first homicide, and is cursed and banished to parts east of Eden. Clearly, anger does not pay. In the New Testament, Paul listed anger among the works of the flesh. And that was bad company. Fornication, impurity, idolatry, and sorcery were some of the others. Among the Greeks and Romans of antiquity, anger was an option for gods and goddesses, but not for mortals. Historian William Harris wrote Restraining Rage, the Ideology of Anger Control in Classical Antiquity. He says the Greek philosophers figured that when you get angry, you become unreasonable.
You look like an idiot, and you look undignified. And I think from a Greek point of view, you look ugly too. And that's so important. Somehow, for Greeks, beauty and moral perfection tend to go together. If you're red in the face and you're gnashing your teeth, you look really terrible to a well-brought-up Greek, and that should lead you to alter your behaviors so that you are more worthy of respect in the future.
What's more, William Harris says, controlling anger carried the message of good citizenship. When offended by another Greek or Roman, the best course was litigate, don't retaliate. In this country, according to historian Peter Stearns, controlling anger was a concern right from the start.
One will find at least indirect concern expressed in colonial America.
with, among other things, many Protestants claiming very loudly that they aren't angry in such a way that one is fairly sure they're worried that they are. But I think the subject becomes much more clearly identified in the 19th century as part of a Victorian emotional style and also the Victorian gender system.
Women should never get angry. Men should learn to channel their anger. Peter Stern says in early 20th century America, the workplace became the center of anger control. Efficiency experts and industrial psychologists advised management on how to deal with angry workers, in part as a way to combat unionization. And then Stern says the American view of anger undergoes a change.
In child-rearing manuals by the later 1930s, the word anger began to be replaced by the word aggression, which is very revealing. Because it obviously denotes an assumption that, that anger and aggression are automatically equated and, by the way, bad. So I think we've let anger slide into the kind of potentially uncontrolled emotion, whereas the word was much more neutral, less value-laden, say, 100 years before.
85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. Rip them, rip them, cut like fires. Got guys busting their and that boo. And that's the Cubs? My.
In the 1970s, American academic researchers took up anger as a phenomenon worthy of study.
Strange as it might seem, in 1978, 1980, there were no measures of anger within psychology. Anger has been a neglected emotion.
Psychologist Charles Spielberger went into anger research at the University of South Florida and created the State Trait Anger Expression Inventory, STAXI, a questionnaire that scores us according to how hot-headed we are.
Scores can vary on a 10-item scale with 4 points for each item. I feel angry, not at all, somewhat, moderately so, very much so. I feel angry almost never, sometimes, often, almost always. You can get a score that will vary from 10 to 40, and scores of 28 or 30 tend to be in the high intensity and also in the high frequency range.
And according to Spielberger, only about 5 or 6% of us score in that high range, suggesting that we get really angry really often. At Colorado State University, psychologist Jerry Deffenbacher says he stumbled into the field around the same time.
I was supervising doctoral students in our clinic training program, and they asked me to help them with helping their angry patients and what I could do, and I basically said, damned if I knew, and we began to look in the literature, and there was relatively little to help us with that, say, compared to the treatment of anxiety or depression. And so that just kind of piqued my curiosity, and I laid down the anxiety research and stress research that I was doing at the time, and we started looking at anger and anger reduction.
Dr. Deffenbacher helped develop methods that are now widely applied, relaxation techniques, and what are known as cognitive change strategies.
If you look at what people think when they're angry, they often make bad situations worse. For example, let's suppose you cut me off on the highway on the way to work today. If I say, you know, that jerk, where'd he get his driver's license, in a box of Cracker Jacks? What an ass. I'm going to be much more angry than if I say at the same event, look, an accident looking for a place to happen, just back off, Jerry, slow down, get away from here, manage your anger. You know, there are bad drivers every day, you just met one. Okay, same circumstance, but a very different self-dialogue, if you will, or a self-talking to.
The academics found that anger is a physiological condition. Dr. Spielberger.
The most obvious aspects of intense anger are increased blood pressure, increased heart rate, and increased secretion of catecholamines, epinephrine, norepinephrine.
And Dr. Deffenbacher says that mixed among those chemicals is a healthy dose of righteousness.
Basically, anger you might think of as kind of a moral emotion. Something has or should have happened that did or didn't happen, and that's where we often become angry at those kind of things.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up. clearly in. How can you possibly call that out? Explain that to me, will you?
Nowadays, people who throw tantrums may be told by an employer to take a course. People who throw punches may be told to do so by a judge. Likewise, people who are caught driving aggressively. All those anger management programs need teachers, and there must be someone to teach them how to teach.
Who would like to volunteer first to select one character and discuss that character in terms of emotional intelligence, stress management, communications, and anger?
This is a training session in Los Angeles. The students watching the video have come from as far away as Guam. The same program has trained students from 8 countries and more than 30 states. They're all training to lead or facilitate anger management courses.
Okay, let me ask you now. Does this man seem to be under any stress?
Yes.
And what do you think the stresses in his life might be?
I think the stresses in his life might be financial, work, interpersonal relationships. Maybe he has bad relationships with friends.
Is there any indication regarding his feelings that he's angry?
A lot of indications with his behavior from the time that he walks in, the manner in which he opened the door, he slaps the wife in the face, and he's throwing objects on the floor, so, yeah.
This training course is run by Anderson and Anderson, psychologists. It's an example of the sizable enterprise that anger management has become. Anderson and Anderson have produced workbooks, videos, and interactive CDs, and of course they run training sessions. This is just one anger management outfit, and its founder, psychotherapist George Anderson, says he has trained 4,000 facilitators in the past 7 years, most of them since 2001. I asked him if Anderson and Anderson is still a practice, or is it by now an industry?
I wouldn't say that we are an industry yet, but hopefully it will be going in that direction. Essentially what has happened since 9/11 is that the entire world appears to have been in some way impacted, and so that people who suffer from, let's say, post-traumatic stress disorder or depression or anxiety or substance abuse, following the tragic incidents of 9/11, have wound up having difficulties in a whole lot of areas. And one of the most common ones is to express, to first experience fear and to have it manifested by having the person become angry and displace the aggression onto others. And so that road rage, for example, is epidemic here in California.
And George Anderson says anger management is likely to become mandatory soon for California motorists who exhibit road rage. Dr. Anderson is confident that people who go through an anger management course based on principles of cognitive therapy that underlie his syllabus are likely to emerge better able to control their anger. He concedes that there is virtually no research to demonstrate this. Nor, he says, is there any definition of what an anger management course is or how long it lasts.
Unfortunately, we have no standards. I've worked with the courts in California for now about 5 years, and so that they ask me what should be the average length of stay in an anger management program, and I recommend 26 sessions. And so that is the average that is being followed. When you deal with companies, they're not willing to accept 26 sessions. Instead, most of the companies prefer 10 sessions or 10 weeks of anger management. And so that would I say that 26 weeks would be more effective? The answer is yes, but we have to also be pragmatic.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. I want a concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a diff dedication. This a last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
I need two volunteers to come in and do a little act-out thing for me. I prefer a male and a female.
The course we eavesdropped on in Williamsburg, Virginia, runs for 10 sessions for an hour and a half each. It does not use Dr. Anderson's materials. Another outfit, the Center for Therapeutic Justice, has a contract to run the course for Colonial Community Corrections, the authority for Williamsburg and the surrounding area. Everyone in the course pays $185, and they buy the paperback book, Angry All the Time, by psychotherapist Ronald Potter Efron.
I'm going to ask you to walk right toward one another until somebody puts a hand up.
In this session, Thomas Ann Hines, the facilitator, teaches the group about social distance, the proximity at which people let other people approach them. Angie and Brandon, who ask that we not use their last names, approach each other past the point of social comfort to a proximity that Angie finds disturbing.
Okay, Angie put her hand out. Would you like to say how that felt?
Well, him coming into my space really didn't bother me, but the fact of not knowing what he was going to do, I'm always on the defensive. I'm a small person, but if they get in my face too much, I'm going to fight back. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Among this group are people sentenced to probation and some who haven't yet gone to trial. Their lawyers have advised them it would be a good idea to take an anger management course to show that they're taking their problem seriously. Judges seem to like this as a form of alternative sentencing, despite some notorious failures of anger management programs. The boxer Mike Tyson has been through anger management, apparently to no avail. Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, the two adolescents who committed mass murder at Columbine High School, had both completed anger management training during the previous year. While those may be extreme cases and exceptions, researcher Pam Hollenhurst found when she surveyed the literature that there is very little data showing that anger management works.
There haven't been a lot of studies. We really don't know who it benefits.
Why not? How is it that a tool can become so widespread throughout the United States without somebody having some extensive research to show that it works?
There's a generally held belief and a recognition that improved social skills will help people cope in society. So I think the theory is that if we teach people social skills, they'll get along better and won't commit as many crimes.
And then there's the economic side of it. Katie Green runs Colonial Community Corrections. To put someone in the county jail, she says, costs the taxpayer more than $55 a day. Anger management is a lot cheaper.
I think we're very cost effective. We're probably less than dollars a day, a few dollars a day as far as incarceration. So it's a cost effective alternative.
So in an age of jailhouses that are typically bursting at the seams around the country, it's a good tool to have.
It's an excellent tool to have.
Is it a tool that actually does the job? Does it change behavior and reduce recidivism? As psychologist Jerry Deffenbacher says, we just don't know.
I'm not convinced that we're doing a very good job as evaluators in seeing that, A, does it work short-term, and B, does it work long-term. So those are some concerns, even though I see the motivation behind trying to come up with alternative interventions to, say, jail time is a very appropriately motivated, but just not necessarily well put together at this point in time.
But given the reality of crowded jails and the newly defined offense of road rage, the outlook would seem to be that the numbers of Americans in anger management will only increase.